Blog Talk Radio.
While I was sleeping, Lord, you were working on the mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy, you call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace.
But it's still a blessed day, so I just thank God for it. Our opening prayer for this morning, Heavenly Father, we thank you for another glorious day to enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We thank you for your mercies and grace given to each of us this week, along with your countless blessings. As we approach your throne of grace today, we ask that you would remove any hindrances that would impede our peace today and prohibit us from hearing your voice. We thank you for our radio audience and your blessing given to them from the music, prayers, and word of God, also from the discussions of today. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, Brother Leon. How are you today?
Good morning to you, Ivor, and all the wonderful people who are listening to this wonderful show this morning. I am not so well, but I'm well enough that I can say a word or two. How about you?
Praise God. I'm doing well. The birthday continues. Yesterday was a big day.
Counting down.
A little bit, yes.
I want to ask, offer you my blessings in advance before it comes. So happy birthday in advance.
Well, no, that would be for Christine and Sister Barbara, because my birthday was yesterday, 21.
Oh.
7-1.
You got to forgive me. I was under the weather yesterday, nevertheless. So forgive me for missing your birthday, but happy belated birthday many, many times. So I wish you well and hope you live to see many more days.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, I just continue to give you the ones you're asking for. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us, Lord. Thank you for life. Thank you for the weather in my neck of the woods, in spite of the fact that it has been extremely, extremely hot. But God, we are merciful and thankful. Could have been worse. Lord, as we come to you this morning, we pray for this show. We hope it will go on without any interruptions. We pray especially for the ones who are struggling, my dear friends, Dr. Leroy Lashley, his daughter Lisa, Bobsy Nisbet and her daughter Mertris, Connie Whitley, my niece, Ellie Matt, Everett Carter, Oliver Solomon, Elgamita Willett, Winford, Gabriel, Telbert Francis, and my other brother, Julian Francis, all struggling with ill health, Lord. We pray especially for Dennis Kelman, Joseph Gunthrop, Mona Daniel, Fillmore Hallpike, Earl Stevens, Jeanette Hughes, my niece, Dr. Roger Brown, and our dear brother, Linford McKenzie, Lord. We pray especially for the ones who have not expressed their concerns, Lord. We pray that you too may just touch their hearts and their souls so that they may be healed, Lord. We are grateful for this wonderful day you have given us. And we trust that this show will go on without any interruption whatsoever. We pray for the world and, Lord, finally. And we just want to just take some time out to pray for the West Indies cricket team as they struggle to recover from their disasters in recent times, Lord. We pray for the show, all who are participating, and let it be one to be remembered. All these we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Then we have Sister Donna with us here. This time she's in New Jersey. Donna, good morning. Donna B., good morning.
Hi, good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, and how are you today?
Good morning to Leon. Good morning to Mertris.
Morning.
Who else we have
good
here?
Morning.
Mm-hmm. Kathleen.
Kathleen, good morning.
Good morning.
Talking
dear.
To you this morning from New Jersey. Great, bright and sunny over here. Visiting my sister in New Jersey.
Very well. You do. You sure do get around. We have Sister with us here online. So those who are online, we can always have them audible. Those who are listening via the World Wide Web, well, they will be just listening.
Put it on the mat.
Okay, so I'll just go ahead and say good morning to Kathleen. She's traveling out of the Virgin Islands, and she's listening on air. And Sister Lynette down there in St. Kitts, they're on the World Wide Web. But Matrice, I know you guys are having a horrible time, especially on the passing of my Stillman, but at least the folks would always want to hear your voice. So come on in, Matrice. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Ivor. Good morning, Leon. Good morning, Kathleen.
Morning.
Good morning, Diana. Good morning to Kathleen in the Virgin Islands and Lennox in St. Kitts. Hope you all are having a pleasant, good morning. Right now, it's a very sad time, but I'm trying to be in the positive mood, make it be having sunshine today, so that brightens up my day. And so I'm blessed and highly favored. So I'm grateful for all of that. It's 70 degrees here in New York City and sunny and bright. So
very good.
Good morning. So how are you?
I'm doing well, and the body continues. I was trying to tell Dan he's never late. Anytime in July, right on from my birthday, because I started July 1st. You never know what that exact date might bring. You might be indoors, you might be anything. So you can't wait for the particular day.
Well, I have another one to boost you up. Another one on the 20th, the day before you. Kathleen's nephew. How is pronounced his name? Jova Mills.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we have.
Give him a holler later on.
Yeah, we have a shout out for him.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, we hope to continue with that sunshine that you say you have over there in New York. New York, we put a little heat in place. Of course. For those who are with us, we want to say again good morning to you. And, of course, this little house cleaning, we're going to have our inspirational portion on the first hour. That would have started already. And at the top of the hour, we're going to have in sports. Liam would have prayed for the West Indies team. So hopefully we'll have some good news. We know they are up against India, number one first-class team in the world. So we have to really pray for them. Liam would have done that. We have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that will take place on this date. Compliment Mr. Aldo Watson. Panel will come and greet his special fans. And, of course, we will have a commentary from him as well. Of course, at the bottom of this hour, we're going to have an inspirational thought from Sister Kathleen. And of course, we'll go out with a bang because he's going to come with the benediction. So let's see if we can just get via song here. What can we have? Let's step it up a little bit. Hi, Mars, David Wada. And Sister Kathleen, she has some Caribbean flavors. Don't forget that now.
Give praise, children. Give praise. Give praise. Give up.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put their hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. Take it up, every praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise. It's to our God. I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah. To our God. Glory, hallelujah. It's to our God.
in every praise is to our God. Well, we'll have a word of inspiration. Sister Kathleen, come on in.
Okay, good morning again, everyone. Our inspirational thought for today comes from Psalm 105, verses 1 to 5. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk to all wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done. Our particular inspirational thoughts for today are from verses 4 and 5, again, which say, seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. The Lord wants us to seek him and his strength continuously. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. It is sometimes very easy to become weary in well-doing, tired and derailed by our present situation or challenge. Sometimes just thinking about our dilemma can weaken us when we focus on the negativity of it all. Our adversary, the devil, is always seeking to kill and destroy our faith in God. Verse 4 exhorts us to seek the Lord and his strength. How do we increase in spiritual strength? We seek the Lord through prayer. God's strength is given to his children as they seek him. Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Let's look at several ways we can seek the Lord and his strength. First, when we seek the Lord and his strength, we are seeking his presence to infuse the circumstance we are pondering about. Second, we are seeking God's strength to work in us that which is good, which we cannot do apart from him. His strength breaks through all dangers, and his faith illumines all, which enables us to do what we couldn't do on our own. Fourth, we are seeking the power of the Most High God when we are seeking his face, his strength, also his favor and support. Since strength comes from God, only by his strength can we be strong and endure the trials of this life. Verse 5 tells us to remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. What are some of the things God has done in your life? Remember his power in a particular situation you experienced? Do you remember his help in that situation? Do you remember his strength given to you in a particular challenge you faced? Do you remember particular signs God showed you in your trials, remembering the help you received in a challenge? Remember his power that gave you victory in your situation. Therefore, when we seek the Lord and his strength regarding his holiness, character, and nature, we are seeking his favor, loving kindness, smiling countenance, gracious presence, power, and communion with him. Heavenly Father, we thank you for encouraging our hearts and minds with your word. Let not our eyes wander on looking for strength in anything other than you. Please make your presence known in our lives as we seek you with all our heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for that. That's really food for thought there. Of course, inspiration continues. We go up until the top of the hour. Let us drink from the saucer.
fortune. It's probably not too late.
It's probably not too late.
Oh, but I don't worry about that much. 'Cause I'm happy. As I go along life's journey, I'm reaping better than I've sown. I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. Sometimes the going is rough, but I've got a friend in Jesus, and that makes me rich enough. I thank God. You may be going through some rough times in your life, but I'm here to encourage you today not to give up. I pronounce a blessing upon your life, upon your family. You must prosper and be in good health in the name of Jesus. I believe it on my heart. So Lord, help me not to grumble and complain of the tough road I am on. I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. And if I should go on living, if I should go on living, should the way get steep and rough, I thank you, Lord. May I ask for no other blessing, Jesus. Glory. 'Cause I'm already blessed enough. May I never be too busy. I won't be too busy, too busy. Help a brother. There is no.
Thank you.
when troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders.
God is when you're up on the mountain. The talk comes so easy when life's at its best. Now it's down in the valley, trials and temptations. That's where you'll
Yes, indeed, God watcheth over me. That's Paula Hines out of Barbados. I had the privilege of seeing this lady perform live in South Florida a few years ago. This was taken from her CD. Beautifully done there by Paula Hines out of Barbados. Well, let's go to the Virgin Islands and get one here from Donna Klein. Get accustomed to this. Real love. Out of the British Virgin Islands, performed live at Barbara's sister-in-law's funeral, Linda, and she had a CD, and I made sure I bought one, and I love that one from her CD. Well, at this time, we're going to have Sister Kathleen give us the benediction as we make our way out of the inspirational portion. So come on in, Sister Kathleen.
Okay, thank you. Heavenly Father, as we gather about our day and throughout the week, we ask you to help us to be intentional about seeking you, Lord, and your strength daily. We know we can do all things through you who strengthens us. We ask you, Lord, to touch those who are hurting today or challenged with particular ailments. We ask you, Jesus, to touch their bodies and make them well. We ask for your mercies, protection, grace, favor, loving kindness, and discipline this week, and to do your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, as we check out of here, hopefully you would have enjoyed the selection played, whatever you would have heard from the prayers and the prayer list from Leon also. We hope that it would have inspired you some. So to close this first segment, we're going to be standing by for sports.
May everybody get radical with Dirty Seconds. Come on, dance on the devil. Hey, come on, come on. Come on. Y'all ain't radical enough over here. Balcony, I can't feel ya. Pull your feet, everybody. Let's go. I see you back there. Balcony, y'all better come on.
So long, bye-bye. So long, bye-bye.
Come on, y'all. Help me say it.
That's troublesome person.
Much was true for her word. Heal everybody. You can come back into the show and listen to it. Not a beat about that bishop guy. I mean, that cardinal guy. Morning, David.
Good morning. Good morning, Ivor. Good morning. Let me first of all say good morning to the ladies. They are, as I said, they are the makers of this world. So let's say good morning to the ladies. Good morning, Martrice, Lynette,
good morning.
Barbara. Good morning
good
to
morning.
The ladies all over the world. Good morning, good day, good afternoon, good night, wherever you are. And to the gentlemen, I'm going to start, Ivor. I'm going to spoil the party and say good morning to Cardinal. Good morning to you, Ivor. Good morning, Leon, Audley, and Dennis over there in his pajama. Let's say good morning. But it would be reminiscent of me not to say happy belated birthday also to you, Ivor. I know you started at the first of the month and still is celebrating today. So yesterday was your birthday, and I'm saying happy belated. Hope it was a wonderful day. You got all the ice cream and cake that you asked for. So good morning. Another thing was up in your ear on Wednesday. Actually, we came up on Tuesday, left on Thursday. So we're up in Georgia there for a tournament. It was a very hectic 3 days drive up. The tournament all day there until almost midnight, and then drive back down Thursday. So it wasn't easy, but we did get through that. Saying that, however, we have the sports world, especially in the cricket fraternity, is buzzing. I do not have enough TV in my house or tablets or whatever to watch all the games that is taking place right now. So it is a cricket madness. We're out in our vengeance for cricket right now. But I'm going to start with Major League Soccer. And Ivor, Mr. Messi waved his magic last night for the Miami team there, and they were all settled for a draw, and Mr. Messi scored in extra time. So the scores in Miami FC versus Cruz Azul, 2-1. Lionel Messi scoring in the extra time. Orlando versus Houston, that game ending a 1-1 tie. Austin versus Mazatlan 3, Austin 1. Dallas and Charlotte, 2-2 tie. And Leon and Vancouver was a 2-2 tie. Now, match on for today, Montreal versus Puma. That's at 7:30 p.m. New York versus New England. That's at 7:30 also. Philadelphia versus Tijuana at 8 o'clock. And Salt Lake versus Seattle. That's at 9:30 p.m. And Portland versus San Jose at 10 p.m. So that's today's schedule. And on top of tomorrow at 7:30 in New York City versus Atlas, Cincinnati versus Kansas City, Columbus versus St. Louis. And at 8:30, you have Nashville versus Colorado. And at 9 p.m., you have Puebla versus Minnesota. So that's what's on for tomorrow in the MLC. Now we turn to tennis. And as you know, the Wimbledon final just played, where I'm going to attempt to pronounce this lady's name. Give me 1 second.
Okay, you have the 1 second, David, of course. I have to get that name right. Of course, we're into sports this time.
Yeah, her name is Banju Yusafa. She defeated Jabir 6-4, 6-4. So she must have won in, I guess that's in tennis in straight sets. And then there was an upset in, on the men's side with Alcaraz Rafa defeated Djokovic 1-6, 7-6, 6-1, 3-6, and 6-4, I guess. In tennis, that's also 5 sets there. So
yep.
We have a new tennis champion, which is Garcia. Alcaraz Garcia. So he's the new Wimbledon champion. So we must say congrats to both people, both men and women, for winning the tennis championship. Now, as you know, as I said, there's sports and there's more sports. The World Cup, Women's World Cup is taking place down in New Zealand and Australia. And we had some games that was played. Let me see. The 24th day, yesterday. Okay, so we started with Thursday. The New Zealand defeated Norway 1-0. Australia defeated Republic of Ireland by that same score. Canada and Nigeria played to a nil-all tie. Yesterday, Switzerland defeated the Philippines 2-0. In 3-0. United States defeated Vietnam 3-0. Now, game on today. Some has been played already, where Zambia lost to Japan 5-0. England defeated 81-0. And Denmark defeated China 1-0. Also, game coming up. I guess this must be our local time here at 1 o'clock. Yeah, Sweden versus South Africa, 3 a.m. Well, it says 1 a.m. tomorrow. This is tomorrow, 1 a.m. This local time was Sweden versus South Africa, 3 a.m. Yeah, Portugal versus Netherlands and France versus Jamaica at 6 a.m. So I guess Jamaica is up. They're playing in the World Cup tomorrow. So I guess, you know, everyone in Jamaica will be up in their black, gold, and green cheering on the Jamaican team. And then on Monday, this is July 24th, Italy versus Argentina, and that starts at 2 a.m. I guess it's U.S. time. 4 a.m., Germany versus Morocco. And at 7 a.m., Brazil versus Panama. And Colombia versus South Korea. So that's some of the upcoming games there for the Women's World Cup. As I said, we turn to cricket, and it's a cricket madness right now that is taking place with the amount of games, leagues that are playing all over the world. It is unprecedented. And players are flying in, flying out. You go to another country and then flying back in. So within 3-day period, or not even a 3-day, a 2-day period. They fly from one country to the next to play and flying back in. So I'm going to start with the T-10 here in the U.S. And we'll go to the Texas Super King versus Seattle Orcas. And the Orcas won that by 8 wickets. Texas Super King only made 127 with 39 going to Dwayne Bravo, 26 going to Daniel Sam, 22 to Cody Chetty. Those are the main score, 127 in the allotted 20 overs. Wayne Parnell took 5 for 20 from 4 overs. Can you imagine that, Ivan? This bowler bowling some 4 overs and picking up 5 wickets. And Andrew Tye got 2 for 15 from 4. And there was a wicket apiece. Game 1 was him and Cameron Gannon. When the Orcas batted, they made quick work of that. They made 128 with 2, with 53 going to Quinton de Kock, 42 not out to Clyson, and they had 19 to Newman Anwar, and 10 not out to Shankar. Dasan Shankar, he got 10. So Quinton de Kock, 53, came from 36 balls with 3 fours, 3 sixes. Clyson, 42, came from 21 balls with 4 fours and 3 sixes. So the ball. The wicket takers are Mitch Santner with 1 for 15 and Mohammed Mohsin got 1 for 45 from their 3 overs. They both 3 overs. So the Orcas were winners there. And the global T10, which is over in our neighbor there in Canada, that one also took off and was playing yesterday there in Canada. So if I can just find one of those scores. I know yesterday I was watching a game being played over there in Canada because they said you can watch game all day playing both in the Canadian League. I'll come back to that, Ivor. I can't seem to find my scores now. Now we're going to go to the West Indies game against India. And I see they're making a strong reply. Let's hope we can bat throughout the day put up a good score in this game, because we certainly need to do that. Now I'll start with India. They made 438 all out, with Virat Kohli getting 121. 80 went to Rohit Sharma, 61 to Jadeja. Ravindra Jadeja getting 57 going to Jashawal, 56 to Ashwin. So when we can have our bowlers or all-rounders batting like these gentlemen, Jadeja and Ashwin, then we know we have a team. But when West Indies was in their 80s, we used to have those low orders. If the top half failed, the low orders, the Murray, Sylvester Clark, the Marshalls, you know, coming down there and putting up some runs for the bowlers to get at. And this is what India is doing with the Jadeja and the Ashwin coming down there, putting up runs on the board. Kishan, he got 25. There were 30 next to it there. So 438 all up with Kima, Jamil Warwick, and they're getting 3 for 89 and some 39 overs, and they have 7 maidens there. Kimar Rose getting 3 for 104. He bought some 22 overs with 2 maidens. It was 2 wicked, 2. Jason Holder, 21 overs, 3 maidens, 57 runs. Now, as I said, West Indies is batting, and they seem to be putting up a fight there with groundskeeper Craig Brathwaite, 39 at all. Kinyaran Chandapal, he got up for 33. And Kirk McKenzie was made his debut in this match. He got 26. So 100 for 1 right now. The wicket to fall is to Jadeja, 1 for 12 from 10 overs with 6 maidens in there. So, you know, we have a day there to hopefully we can battle today and get close as possible, if not overall that total today. So like I said, we had a test debut. Mukesh Kumar from India and Kirk McKenzie from the West Indies making their test debut there. So, you know, let's hope we can do something in this game to let it look like we have a game. And we'll also go into the test match, the Ashes, right now. And Australia is in a fight at their life right now. They're still trailing by 138 runs. So the scorecard reads like this. Australia in their first inning. Made 317 all out from 90.2 overs. So they just barely made the overs in a day. 90 overs generally in test match cricket, yeah. So, but yeah, a lot of people get started in that game. So they will start with Mitch Marsh. He got 51 from 60 balls. Yeah, Pete Travis said getting 48. 41 to Steve Smith. 51 also to Lava Shane. Oh, no, that's it. I'm sorry. I'm reading the wrong scorecard. Let me go back to Australia first inning. 370. Yeah, I was looking at the right scorecard. I'm sorry. So, like I said, 51 each to Lava Shane and Miss March. Yeah, 41 to Steve Smith. I'm 36, not out to Michelle Stark. 32 to David Warner. So that's their scorecard, the Ivor. 417 all out. Now, when bowling for England, Chris Wokes got 5 to 62 from 22.2 overs, 4 maidens. There's 2 wickets, Stuart Broad, and a wicket apiece to Anderson, Woods, Mark Wood, and Moeen Ali. When England batted, they made 592 in 107 overs. It's like these guys are playing one-day cricket. 107.4 overs, I made their 592. With 189 going to Zach Crawley is 189. Incidentally, came from 182 balls with 21 fours and 3 sixes. There was 99 to Bear Stowe. His 99 came from 81 balls with 10 fours and 4 sixes. And Joe Root got in 84, and his 84 was some 95 balls. So even Joe Root is getting in. And they have 8-4 and a 6. 61 to Harry Brooke, 54 to Moen Alley, and 51 to Ben Stokes, 592. I keep that in mind. 107 overs. The pick of the bowlers for Australia was Josh Hazlewood. He had 5 for 126, 27 overs with 2 maidens. There's 2 wickets apiece to Michelle Stark and Cameron Green. Cameron Green got 2 for 64 and Stark 2 for 107. So Stark scored 100 there for his 2 wickets. Now when Australia is batting in their second inning, they're 139 for 4. So they are still, as I said, behind. 58 not out so far to Lovell Shane. 28, David Warner. They have 18 to Usman Khawaja. 17 to Steve Smith. Miss Mars so far is 12 not out. 139. The bowler there, the terrorist, seems to be terrorizing them already. It's Mark Wood. He got 3 for 27 from 10.6 over. And he's bowling with some heat down there. So it's not Wokes this time, but Wood's coming in to the action. So Australia, as I said, is in a fight there of their life, trying to save that test match there against England. And if England should come out victorious, then the Ashes would be alive. And as I was telling you, Ivor was looking for the Global T20, because yesterday I saw Craig Brathwaite playing in a game, and I'm like, wow, you know, these guys are out there playing. So I did find, I'm not correct, Carlos Brathwaite. So this match was the Surrey Jaguars versus Montreal Tigers. And the Tigers came out on top of the Jaguars. So the Jaguars, they made 136 for 6, 40 runs going, 40 not out to Infakar Ahmed, 40 not out from some 44 balls, 1-4 and 2 sixes, 27 to Jadinder Singh, and 13 to Pragat Singh, and 10 to Ben Cutting. So also 18 to Dylan Eliger. He got 18 not out. So 136, the 6 in their 20. Bowling for the Tigers. Shakib Al-Hassan. Now, you just see this gentleman play first country. Now he's in Montreal, in Canada, playing in the Global T20. He got 3 for 18 from 4 overs. And Abbas Afridi get 2 for 25. There was a wicket too. Kaleem Sana. When the Tigers batted, I said they made short work of that, winning by some 5 wickets. They made 141 for 5 with 28 apiece to Dilkreet Singh and Deprandra Singh Ari. They got 28 apiece. 26 to Shakib Alassan. 22 to Chris Lynn. 14 to Carlos Brathwaite. So that's what's happening in the global T20 there. Now, there was 2 wickets to Sandeep. They have Lamishan. He got 2 for 17 from 4. There's a wicket to Schultz, Singh, and Ahmed. So, Ivor, as I said, there's cricket. I was actually looking at a T10 this morning down there. I think it might be in Zimbabwe because it's called the Zim T10. So I don't have enough. I think I'm going to make a sports room maybe in my garage or something and have a couple of TV where I can pull up all these games that is going on right now. So the world is watched. With sport, not only cricket, but every sport that is done. Cricket is at the forefront, as I said, with so many games taking place at this moment. So, I know that's going to be it from I failed to mention, I know that Bangladesh and India women is presently in a ODI competition there, where game ending a tie. Bangladesh women 225 for 4, and India 225. We have Baranga Oik, he got 107, and Shamina Shul. Sultana is at 225 for 4. Bowling for India is Rana, got 2 for 45 from 10. And India batted 225, so the game ended in a tie, with 77 going to Dior, 59 to Mananda, 77 to, as I said, Doyle, and 33 not all to Rodriguez. So even the women cricket is into the mix right now. There was 3 bowling for Bangladesh women. Akhtar, she got 3 for 37 from 10. And there was 2 wickets. So they must be either relative or another actor. This is Marufa and Nahinda Akhtar. That's 2 for 55. I'm curious to see if these are 2 sisters or 2 relatives there with the same last name. So that's going to do it from sports for me this morning, Ivor. As I said, you know, we have, it's a sport madness right now. And the Ashes is very, very interesting. See, but in sprinkling with that, there is the Canadian Global T20. There's a game between Mississauga Panthers and Vancouver Knights that will start in 27 minutes. And Brampton Wolves versus Toronto National, that's 4:48 minutes of start time for that game. And in the MLC, you have San Francisco Unicorn versus Washington Freedom. That's 5 p.m. So, as I said, it's going to be cricket throughout the day. All right, Ivor? So I'm going to let Cardinal come in and greet his many fans. And Cardinal, I went over into your time there a little, so please accept my apology. And I'll turn over to you, Connor. Have a good one.
Yes,
until we
speak again. Yes, David, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
I realized I was trying to get you into a little fix, but You know, you know how to handle it. It wasn't really meant for you. It was meant to show Mortis and Donna under the bus. That's what it was for. Cause he knows already that you're not gonna take the bait.
No. Yeah.
So the intent was to throw Mortis and Donna under the bus. So and I think they understand that too. Okay, but listen,
July. I'm happy that you're not saying that. You lie. Marcus came on here, and Marcus didn't say a thing about him. Donna came on, didn't say a thing. Lynette said she got something to do with him. And David, you get under the bus, you know. Lynette said, boy, she done with married man. She didn't realize you were married. So she was praising all the time, David. Yeah. She put something there about marriage, something there, and the thing. I said, why she got to pick up David like that?
No.
So, yeah. But go back and listen to the thing, and you can see that Montes came on here, say good morning to everybody except Cardinal. Donna came on, did the same thing. And you had to come and spoil it. You just have to spoil it, David.
I'm telling you that Cardinal is my buddy. You know, so I have to, be of Cardinal. Cardinal is my friend,
Yeah, but the protocol has already been set. You have to just follow it. If they came on and just know the brother, leave it alone. Leave it. Don't say, well, I spoke to ladies, man. Yeah. Let's see if Donna is on here before we get into the brothers.
Hello, Donna, yes, I'm right here.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to say hello to Cardinal, no, because... You did exactly what we agreed on. Nobody got to him.
Good morning,
Dara.
Yeah, now that David spoiled you, might as well say good morning.
And earlier when I greeted everyone, I did not know you were on already, because I know you come on later.
Don't mind, Ivan, he's trying to set a win.
But there's going to be no wedge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's trying to set you up. You see? Don't mind. You notice that Marcus still didn't bother to say anything?
No.
Okay. Marcus understand what's going on here.
But again, so, exactly. Marcus is not going to say anything. Are you really going to say, come on, either? I don't know why you do these people, Cardinal.
Marcus always tell me, man, you don't waste bullets from boobies.
Okay. Well, we're going to wait right on this because... We have 7-1 on here somewhere along the line. So,
before we say anything about any other birthday, it's 7:22, very close to 7:21, and I'm waiting to see if 7:21 shows up on this board any place, because I want the opportunity to say 7:21.
Well, of course, but St. Martin is in the house. So let's do that.
We say happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Dance. Well, I want to take this time out to say happy birthday to Javier.
I beg you now, please, don't touch me. Gonna put you to watch me. He don't like ugly, so tell them keep their eyes off me.
Okay, we're going to get back to that because we just want to say this special song is coming out from his aunt. That's his special aunt. So, Mr. Javier, we want to say a happy, happy birthday, sir. And wherever you are, we hope that you would have enjoyed all of your birthday. And you're going to extend it until the 31st. That's the way we do it here. We just don't wait for the one day because, you know, tornadoes, hurricanes, something can come on in on that special day and ruin that one day. It's only in October they celebrate one day. I don't know why, because I believe because Columbus had something to do with that month. But in July is the first month of the second half of the year. So be reminded that you are with first. Happy birthday to you, sir. May the good Lord bless you. And may you live as long as you deserve.
I beg you now, please, don't touch me. Gonna put you to watch me. He don't like ugly, so tell them keep their eyes off me.
Off me.
Off me.
Off me.
Off me. Keep on talking. Please don't touch me. Gonna put you to watch me. He don't like ugly, so tell
one is from your special aunt, your favorite aunt. And I got included in that too. They said that was for me as well, because, you know, 7-1 is a big number. It is way big here, 7-1. Irma, over there in St. Martin, how are you doing? 7-1. Well, here's another request. And the only thing that Jovia says with this, he vexed that somebody else have the same type like him. I don't know if we have a windmill in the house or whatever, but he prefer to be called Jovia Mills. And he glad when people come on here and just say Cardinal and don't say nothing else behind it. Here's the song that he's requesting. Yeah.
But we got to act on here as it's the 21st.
And but we got to go into understanding that the 24/7 is also coming up with Barbara. So let me just start by greeting the special fan. In New York, and you might have heard some of them for the morning, here is Donna, Ina, Sharon, Murchis, and Lady Babzinski up there in New York. I'm going to go over to St. Martin. I'm also going to greet the 721, and I'm hoping to see the 721 sometime later in the state, because if I don't see 721, I'm going to say 721. Good morning, Allah, and all the fans over there in St. Martin. Good morning, Carlos. Hoping that you are enjoying this day, because we're celebrating Ivor's birthday, particularly today, because it was the center of it was all yesterday. The big 721 that we always talk about from January until December, the 721. That was yesterday, but we're celebrating it today as well. Good morning, Irma. Good morning, Carlos. Good morning to the people over in St. Kitts. And I'm only, I'm going to say good morning to Lynette. Good morning, Lynette. And I haven't heard Lynette for the morning, though. I wonder if she take offense to celebrating 721 and 722 and 724 when 24/7 has not even been considered yet. Good morning, Lynette. Come on in. Say happy birthday. It's okay. You know, I expect to hear Lynette to say, and I'm going to confirm with you whether she said that, but I expect Lynette to say, look now, he can't even celebrate his birthday in peace. He got to create some kind of mischief. And that is, he forgets something when he talks about the hurricanes and so on that might disrupt your birthday. He forgot something about all the things that might upset your birthday. It's the tactics of Ivor Henry. Okay. So you look out for that too, as well as you look out for the hurricanes. Good morning to you and the people over there in St. Kitts. Good morning to Mr. Renford Doerr over there in Nevis and his staff there at the 2020 Vision Radio. Particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. Good morning to you. Apperson, say happy birthday to Ivor. And anybody you know celebrates a birthday in July, we'll be happy to hear from you. I'm going to go on over to the UK where I'm going to say good morning to Omel. Good morning, Omel. Good morning, Michelle. I'm sure you're on there celebrating today with us. And you know we got this special 721 that passed us yesterday, but we're celebrating it today. Come on in. Good morning to the people across the channel there in Fort Lauderdale. Good morning to you, Marva Jones, my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, brother Malik, and little sister Tanaya. Good morning to you. Good morning, Elimat. And we hope that the brother is doing fine. I know we had Kutna say that to him recently. He's pretty cheerful about having a conversation and with the guy I know he's okay. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on down to the southwest and say good morning to the man himself, Kutna. He comes to you that way of Sandy Point. That is Jerome Kutna Richardson. Good morning, Kutna. And yeah, it's been always a great pleasure hearing from you. You know, you're back there listening and giving us a peep and a laugh. I'm going to go on up to Georgia where I'm going to say good morning to Monique, Barbara, and Yvette. Yvette comes in celebrating a birthday on 7/24, or I should say 24/7. All the important things that we do in life, we do 24/7. Good morning, Yvette, and happy birthday when it comes. And I got to stop at this time. When I stop at 24/7, I got to say, also say good morning and happy birthday to Barbara, who also comes in at 24/7. That's the thing that you do most beautifully all the time. 24, not 7/21. That's a mighty way. 24/7. Yeah, good people who are born in July too, you know, this is quite a fiber. So come celebrate. It's 24/7 when it comes up. It's Barbara and Yvette. Good morning to you. Jovea celebrated Thursday. Good morning, Jovea. It's quite a little lad. Growing up so fast. He's already there at 30 already. Man. It's hard to imagine. But happy birthday nevertheless. One of these days you might be like Mochis and stop counting because they are coming by so fast. Or you might forget. You might chance to forget one or two. You know, remember this little puny kid. It seemed like just a few days ago, but he's there all of 30. Good morning, handsome young man. And his name is Mills, too. Don't mind what I will say. I'm going to go on over to Melbourne, where I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne. And she's going to be having fun with me. So good morning, Yvonne. Keep her smiling. Keep smiling. I'm home for her in a little while. I'm missing those funny jokes, even some of them that she makes at me. But it's all in the fun. I'm glad I always got to know she's around. Always funny, always cheery. Good morning. I'm hoping that you're having a great time. I'm going to say good morning to the inspirational, our greatest fan, Kathleen, traveling, as you heard, I would say, between here and there. Hoping that you're having a great time with us this morning. And with that said, good morning to all fans, friends, and supporters of the entertainment show. Saturday morning entertainment show brought to you today by Caribbean Global Voices. And I've got to say this special. Today, I should say tomorrow, 7:23. I'll tell you some great people born in the month of July, you know, despite the virus. Tomorrow, July 23rd, would be the birthday of the Honorable Emperor Haile Selassie of Ethiopia. He was emperor between 1930 and 1974. Died. He was born on July 23rd, 1892. So put that in your book and remember it. One of the greatest figures of our history. We probably will talk a little bit more about him a little later. Emperor Haile Selassie of Ethiopia. And those of you who read your Bible, you would when you read your Bible, you would see the name Cush. Cush, that's Ethiopia. Where Abraham came from, that's the same Ethiopian creator. Okay. Yes, with that said, good morning to all friends and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Hang around. Stick with us, because we've got a great program. Now, from this day, I'm going to give you the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes brought to you by, with the compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Okay, today is July 22nd. Don't get off handy now. It's July 22nd. We are still celebrating the 21st because of the island. But it's actually July 22nd. It's the 203rd day. We got in the 200th of 2023. And today will be the birthday of Mr. Renako Morton out of Nevis. He died sometime back in 2004, I think. March of 2011. I'm killing the guy before he's ready. Out of England, Alla Khan, Jack McBrien, Tom Cartwright, Harold Rhodes, John Price, and Dominic Bess. Out of Oman, Aaron Manavalan, and Zishan Siddiqui. Out of New Zealand, Trent Bolt, and Colin de Grandome, Colin the Big Man. Out of Sri Lanka, Nuwan Kulasekara. And Dilruan Pereira. Out of Scotland, Gregory Maiden. Out of Austria, Akib Javed Iqbal. Out of India, Vasant Ranjan. And Chandu Sawate. Out of Canada, Cecil Khan. Out of the UAE, Saif Noor, Sanjit Sharma, out of Ireland, George Dockrell, out of Nepal, Lalit Bandari. Today is the wedding anniversary of Mr. and Mrs. Gerald Brown. Rose Fitzgerald Kennedy, the mother of JFK and the Kennedy clan. She was born in 1890, died in 1995. Bob Dole, American politician, it's his birthday today, Republican. Sonny Liston, you know, when we started first listening to boxing, it was all about Muhammad Ali and Sonny Liston and, that time it started out with Sonny Liston and Cassius Clay. Later became Muhammad Ali and Floyd Patterson. Those are the names we heard when we first started to listen to boxing as a youngster. Actress Louise Fletcher, her birthday is today, from out of Star Trek. American pop and R&B singer Chuck Jackson. Remember him with Any Day Now. Alex Trebek, game show host of Jeopardy. It's about the actor Danny Glover from Lethal Weapon, movie actor. John Leguizamo is 63 today. Keith Sweat is 63 today. American comedian David Spade, his birthday is today. American pro wrestler Shawn Michaels, his birthday is today. Keyshawn Johnson, a former NFL wide receiver. American actress Selena Gomez. Little Nigerian Instagram star Emmanuel Samuel. He's 13 years old. The Treaty of Frankfurt in 1489, the Treaty of Frankfurt was signed between Maximilian of Austria and King Charles VIII of France. In 1587, the second English colony was formed in Roanoke Island of North Carolina. In 1648, 10,000 Jews of Poland were murdered in Chmielnik during the Kamenskie Uprising. In 1793, Alexander Mackenzie reaches the Pacific Ocean, becoming the first European American to complete a transcontinental crossing. In 1859, underarm slow right-arm bowler T.E. Walker takes all 10 wickets for 74 runs in the first inning for an All-England Cricket 11 versus Surrey Cricket at the Oval in London. In 1864, the Battle of Fort Atlanta, General Sherman, the Union side, defeats Confederate troops under General Hood with 8,449 Confederate and 3,641 U.S. Union casualties. Oh, 1918, a lightning kills 504 sheep in Utah's Wasatch National Park. In 1933, Wiley Post completes the first solo flight around the world, taking 7 days and 19 hours. In 1934, notorious American and bank robber was killed at the age of 31 outside Chicago's Biograph Theater. And public enemy number one, John Dillinger, is mortally wounded by FBI agents. In 1937, U.S. Senate rejects President FDR Franklin D. Roosevelt's proposal to enlarge the Supreme Court. They're trying to do it again. In 1942, Watergate uprising. 300,000 Jews were sent to Treblinka, an extermination camp. In 1950, Frank Worrell competes 261 versus England at Trent Ridge. In 1954, U.S. Virgin Islands adopt the Constitution called, it's not a constitution. It's a federal law. It's called the Revised Organic Act that incorporates the elements of the Constitution that applies to people who are resident in the Virgin Islands. It's called the Revised Organic Act. It's of 1954. In 1975, the U.S. House of Representatives votes to restore citizenship to General Robert E. Lee. In 1981, Turkish terrorist Mehmet Ali Agca is sentenced to life imprisonment in a courtroom in Rome, Italy, for attempting to assassinate Pope John Paul II. In 1988, 500 U.S. scientists pledged to boycott the Pentagon. The Pentagon's germ warfare research in 1994. Former NFL running back and broadcasting actor O.J. Simpson pleads absolutely 100% not guilty of murder. Wow, that's a plea. In 1995, remember Susan Smith? Well, she was found guilty of drowning her two children in South Carolina so she could stay with her lover. And then she blamed it on some black man who kidnapped her and stole a car. In 2008, American actress Estelle Getty of the Golden Girls dies at 84. In 2012, Hashim Amla's message, 311 not out in South Africa's innings and 12 runs defeat in a test win over England at the Oval. The first South African to score a triple century in test cricket. In 2019, Marvel superhero film Avengers Endgame becomes the world's highest grossing film, overtaking Avatar, earning $2.9 billion. Finally, in 2020, Charles Evers, American civil rights leader, first black mayor of Mississippi since Reconstruction, dies at the age of 97. Those are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, July 22nd, 2002. Compliments, Mr. Audley Watson. Back to you, Evan.
Calypso, so we have to make sure we take care
of her. Daniel, you have a commentary first. Good morning to Dennis over there in Southern California, doing double duty, taking in all the cricket, and just on the stroke of rain, Mr. McKenzie fell. Caught the man, give a deputant his first wicket. The guy looked so solid and so good as the number three there for a while. We're praying for more rain over there in Trinidad and Tobago. Can I have a commentary for us? Let's take care of that.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
You said you were going to say something about Haile Selassie?
What? Yeah, well, the two things gonna kind of interlap. But let me go on and ask you if you remember the young lady out of South Africa by the name of Caster Semenya, South African, three-time 800 and 1500 meter champion. Who back in 2018 was banned from competition by the rule of the World Athletics on the premise that her testosterone levels were above average for women. That ruling was upheld by the Court of Arbitration, where Semenya took her case. Since then, other African women have been banned from track and field athletic competition on the same basis, including the five African women who were banned from participation in the Tokyo Olympics of 2020. Now, these governing bodies are requiring these women to take drugs to lower their testosterone levels once again, demonstrating their conviction that the European standards stand superior to the standards imposed by the Creator. Now, bear in mind that these are naturally occurring testosterone levels. They are not induced by drug or hormone therapy. Now, in a somewhat strange twist, the European Court of Human Rights, in a case brought by Semenya, have brought some sense of vindication, though not a circumstance of relief for Semenya and these other African women. That court, that is the court, the European Court of Human Rights, has ruled that World Athletics and the Court of Arbitration for Sports violated the human rights of Semenya. And the Swiss government failed to protect her. Now, that ruling is significant. Because, and the reason I like it is because it goes straight to the issue, the violation of human rights. Now, in spite of this ruling by the European Human Rights Court, World Athletics is holding fast to its position that they still would not be allowed to compete unless they took drugs which would alter their natural physiology. And isn't it contradictory that these same governing bodies that are so steadfast and adamant in their opposition to the use of drugs by athletes are insisting that these African women take drugs just in case their natural abilities would make it difficult for other women to keep up? But this is what happens when power is vested in the hands of the corrupt. Now, a lot of people like to say power corrupts. I prefer to say power allows corruption to manifest itself. These governing bodies and the people who are administering them are inherently corrupt for daring to suggest, on the one hand, You cannot take drugs to enhance your performance. But we would demand that you take drugs because you are performing at such a high level that we can demand that you take drugs to lower. Hopefully these drugs would lower your performance. Now, there are quite a few other examples of this same response whenever African people soar above the average competition. Remember gymnast Simone Biles? Yes, that's Simone Biles. She limited her competition in the Tokyo Olympics because she said she was not in that mental space where she could perform her flamboyant and breathtaking gymnastic routine. Yes, that same Simone Biles, who they turned on as being unpatriotic because she made that decision. And that decision was made because she had the presence of mind to understand her own limitations. Yes, that same Simone Biles, that they refused to award with the points that her routines deserve. She had broken beyond the limits that they had imposed, but they had refused to acknowledge it. Now, if this was Nadia Comaneci, do you think that the response would be the same? Oh, no. They would have been showering her with the highest points, praise, and accolades for establishing standards yet unknown or yet even attempted. Instead, they told us that if they gave Simone Biles the points that she deserved, it would encourage other athletes to attempt these routines and possibly injure themselves. So they limit the number of points that they could give her. In other words, if the others can't keep up with you, we're going to find a way to hold you back. And for those of you who follow cricket, you would know sharp pitch bowling was not considered dangerous until black fast bowlers could use it effectively against white teams. When England used it effectively against Australia in the 1930s, it was simply called the Bodyline Series. However, when Larry Constantine and Manny Martindale out of the West Indies used it against England, it was considered savagery and not within the spirit of the gentleman's game. Fiery Freddie Truman was determined to be the example of what good fast bowling was about, using the short pitch ball with devastating effect. Dennis Lilly and Jeff Thompson were glorified, but when Clive Lloyd walked onto the court and walked into the arena with the Four Horsemen, Andy Roberts, Michael Holding, Colin Kraft, and Joel Garner, and later Malcolm Martian, the apocalypse had come. Fast bowling became something for teams to be penalized for, something to be neutralized, and eventually ruled out of the game. The question is then, by what legitimate authority the European standards define what is average or appropriate for African people? Even to the point of demanding that African people use drugs to transform their skills, abilities, and physiology to accommodate the European idea of fair competition. Now, sadly, we sometimes comply, but our compliance with such standards indicate our submission to the authority of white supremacy, an authority that claims to be superior to the divine creator. I congratulate Pastor Seminaya for challenging this effrontery, and I'm sure, I'm hoping that other athletes and other people in general would do the same. That's my commentary.
All right, we'll be right back for more comments.
right after this.
Thank you.
Internet. Google.
I just celebrate this song for July, and let me just make one additional and one correction. I neglected to say happy birthday. This is one for you, Iva, to my dear friend and classmate, Reverend Pastor Elder Morton Exdale up there in New York. He celebrated a birthday on Monday, the 17th. So I neglected to include that one. Here's another one for you, Iva. Good man born in July.
Well, you might as well just go ahead and bow out and say, as a matter of fact, make a call next week, Friday, on the 28th, and call Sir Daniel Sobers. Ask him how important is July. Friday, the 28th, make a call to Sir Garfield Somers.
Okay.
And then tell me what he would have said to you.
I'll just respect his birthday. Like I just told you, Haile Selassie was born on the 23rd of July. Tomorrow would have been his birthday in 1892. And to overlap with the comments I just made, three of those great things Selassie is most known for are his speech to the League of Nations in 1963. He pleaded with that body, in 1936. He pleaded with that body to give him assistance to deal with the Italian invasion of Ethiopia. But his pleas fell on deaf ears. 3 years later, that same fascist ideology that was used to invade Ethiopia launched the invasion of Europe in what became known as the Second World War. Now, 27 years later, he pleaded with, this time, the United Nations, asking them or challenging that body to pursue the objectives of global peace by seeking an end to the destitution that was created by white supremacy. I just talked about that in terms of how Simone Biles was treated, how Caster Semenya and the African women were treated, and how the sports fast bowlers in the sport of cricket were treated. All are credited to the idea of the supremacy of the white race. So in 1963, Haile Selassie, born on July 23rd, 1982, that's 27 years after he pleaded with the League of Nations, he asked the United Nations to seek global peace by seeking an end to the destitution created by white supremacy. Now, his words were made popular in music by Robert Nesta Marley, but I'll just paraphrase it for you here. It says, until the philosophy that holds one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned, there would always be a war. Bob Marley memorialized that in a song he calls War. Now, question is, there you go.
Until the philosophy which holds one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned, everywhere is war. It's a war that until they're no longer first class and second class citizens,
And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, rubber human bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed, where everywhere is war. Is a war. War in the east, war in the west, war up north, war down south, war, war. Rumors of a war, and until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight, we find it necessary, and we know we shall win, as we are confident in the victory of good over evil.
Well, there you go with the Robert Nestemali songs of yesteryear, but they're just as fresh today as they was back then. Well, we're getting very, very close to the end of our inspirational portion, the sports portion, and where we would have the talk. In other words, we're getting close to the end of this your Saturday morning entertainment show. We have with us Dennis in line. I'm sure you too would like to say something, be it the commentary from Cardinal or whatever he has in mind. But just before we have Dennis, Lynette wants to say something. I'm sure she wants to say good morning to Dennis as well. Good morning, Lynette. How are you?
Hello, good morning. Morning, everybody.
Good morning, Lynette.
All the names, everybody included. Morning.
Good morning.
Hello, everybody's there. Morning. Somebody didn't want me to come in today because I've been there so long and they won't bring me in. But anyway, I want to say happy birthday to all those who had birthday in the past week. And a happy anniversary to my son, my handsome, nice son, and his beautiful, nice wife. Tomorrow, they're having the first anniversary. We give God thanks for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And congratulations to Ren. Ren over in Nevis. He's getting married today.
Oh.
Oh.
In Senke.
Getting married over in Nevis, but in Senke.
Yes, he's getting married in Senke today. What is going on? I don't know. What is today? The 22nd.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Congratulations to him. Whatever.
But if I have a lot of time, it's July. In July, again. He didn't do it in March, and he didn't do it in October, and he didn't do it in September. Liam, sorry. But come back. And I'm glad you didn't come on and say July. You understand it is July. Dennis, good morning. Dennis, are you with me? Hello. Okay, Dennis, you have muted himself.
Okay, can't find Dennis. And you all still haven't found Phil. What happened to Phil? Nobody looking for Phil.
Man, you gave Phil the done and you come on here trying to be innocent. Come on, man. We. Well,
how about give Phil the done when Phil used to give me all them nice accolades? How you treat good people like that?
And the bad people
on there all the time.
They're just hanging around. But Cardinal, I told you to keep from Lynette, you don't hear what you say. Well, anyway, Lynn has an answer for us. So sit up for this one.
Yeah, good morning, Lynette. Yeah, I finally found
Morning, Lynn, how are you?
I'm okay. Not the best, but
good.
I'm making the best of circumstances.
No, say you're good. You're on the land of the living. You're good.
Yes. I found Phil. He promised to be on this morning, but I can't find him this morning. So that's the long and short of it. But he
well, next
troubling.
Time you
he's
find
troubling.
Phil, you give him my regards.
Definitely so. Yeah, no, Phil is undergoing
right.
some circumstances.
I'm telling we're looking
just...
to hear him next week.
Yes,
willing.
Yes, indeed. Annie. Likewise, too. Happy birthday to Ivor again, belatedly. And I hope you had a cake baked for him, Lynette.
Oh, I baked cake, but not for him.
But you were that little boy. Don't feel bad, because one time she baked a cake and she wanted to smack the cake in my face. So she say, I have nothing to do with you with cake and face. So that's the way. That means she's no baking cake for me.
Okay,
well, Dennis in his PJs over there. I don't know if he in the short ones or the long ones. They tried to get him in here. We know he's multitasking. Probably following the cricket in Canada, following the cricket in England, in Trinidad. We were having rains over there in Trinidad. Is that the latest still happening there? With rain? That's the last when I checked in. There was rain in there. But, Lynette, in the meantime, tell us about the home going for the former governor general. I heard one of the sisters had some choice words for some of the past politicians. Is there any truth to that?
Was that for me? That question was mine?
Yeah, that was for you. Tell us about the homeboy for
well,
the governor.
Well, you know, I didn't even hear the eulogy. I read it on Facebook, so I can't give you a full-time answer.
What do you hear on Facebook? This is Max, the former prime minister, his deputy, and Mr. Mark Brantley.
If they didn't go, they went.
No. Bastian, you remember when they filed a motion of no confidence against Mr. Timothy Harris, and they felt like the governor did not do what he had to do, and they took a turn on the governor. Felt like we should have denounced the prime minister and take him over. So the sisters said he spoke about that. He was aggrieved by it. But anyway, I wanted to come from you, so I let you just fix that. Fill that in.
Come from me? I didn't go to the funeral. I went to the beach.
Why didn't you go to?
It was hot.
He was the youngest attorney general in St. Kitts and Nevis. He served all these years. He was one of the writers for the Constitution of St. Kitts and Nevis. He was heavily involved. And you did not go to a state minute.
Hello. Hello?
But you love England and you love Anguilla, you love this. He represented England.
I don't do me.
Is that true?
How are you getting this?
Yes? You went to the beach at a
yes.
state funeral? I think they're going to deport you out of St. Right out your own home. Say you went to the beach.
I went to the beach. It was
and
hot.
I went to the beach. And I was following it online, and you went to the beach. I have to report that. That's what Minister Joe will do about
report
that.
Report me. That's all right. I'll tell them, too. I don't know how I get in this, really.
See how you
how do I
like
get
that?
It? How do you get in that?
I don't know. Anyway, how is culture am I shaping it? I know they would have denounced Mr. Papa Wheeler with his war song. The semi-finals are coming up tonight. Something like that?
The You're talking about Nevis Culturama now?
Yes, there's only one Culturama. Mr. Bob Sampo is the one who gave that name Culturama back in 74.
But you tell us what's going on, Carl. You don't listen. Tell us what's going on. What's going on with the Culturama?
Well, they're up to semifinals now. There's a lady there that they think would probably place in the first three. She released Wednesday on Mark, on the map. She got some good reviews. So that's my understanding. But they're taking the shows all around the island, and the latter part, they will bring it to the Culturama Village, the main stage. That's my understanding. So, but you're there on the ground. We expect you to report these things now.
And you could report them better because you listen everything. How about that?
Man, you see how you're not drinking any water? And you're not minding your business? You're minding mine.
Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, we still need to hear Dennis' voice to make sure that he's okay. It's early for him in the morning over there in Southern California.
Good morning, Ivor.
Oh, here we go. Good morning, sir. Yes,
I think you must have a spy in my house because I heard you telling the listeners how many different cricket matches I am currently involved in following.
Well, hold it right there. Lynette will tell you, Anna will tell you, and I thought by now you would have known. I can see through walls.
Well, I guess that was confirmed this very morning.
True story, too.
Okay.
Yes. Well,
and
I'm going to
lean a little further.
Yes, I'm up and about, but this morning I'm on airport duty. You know, I have visitors from Estonia, well, I should say from across the pond, and I'm on airport duty now getting them back to the airport. So I've not been active, as you might believe. But I did hear Cardinal's information of the Semenya situation, and I have to admit that I do see the logic and the sense in Cardinal's comments, because after all, the major issue here is that when she was born, she was actually identified and given female sex as her sex at birth. So it does not make much sense that the International Athletic Associations should feel the necessity to question her, you know, given sex, because they are indeed not qualified for that. And as Cardinal pointed out, you know, they're banned or they're penalized for taking enhancing drugs that will enhance their performance. Now they're telling her that she has to take drugs to decrease her level of performance, which is just make absolutely no sense when you think about the harshness of athletes undergoing enhanced performing drug right here. I mean, we have John Campbell. He had a situation like that. Now, I don't know all the inner details of the John Campbell situation, but nonetheless, it's a situation which sees that he has not been able to play professional cricket, which, as far as I was aware, was his livelihood because of performance-enhancing drugs. Now they're going to the other side. And it's interesting that it's mainly people of color who have been tarred and feathered in this way or been accused or whatever the terminology is, and goes right back, as Cardinal pointed out, to the level in cricket of the bowling situation, where when people of color seem to get the upper hand, they always seem to find some way. And, you know, it's happened throughout history, and it's happening today right there in, you know, in Florida, where suddenly we're being told that, slavery had its benefits. You know, we learned the trade, so we should be grateful, eternally grateful for that. But anyway, that's for another week, another discussion. Thank you anyway for, you know, keeping me in your thoughts there. And I'm happy to say I'm alive and well, kicking and on airport duty today. Thank you. Back to you, Ivor.
Travel as well, and may you perform your duty as well. And I'm agreeing with both of you, and I assure everyone else, it is utter nonsense. You're going to punish me for taking drugs, putting something into my body, but you know I'm going to put it into my body for your own purpose,
mm-hmm.
whether it's to decrease or increase. It's just like the cardinal always says, you have no right to take a life when you just had a person on trial for taking a life and saying that was wrong. He was found guilty and you want to go and take his life. So I don't understand it. I mean, I wasn't law enforcement, but that's how it's wrong for me to arrest you back in the day for having marijuana. But I would take the same marijuana and plant it on you. So who was going to lock me up for carrying that marijuana? I have it on me, and I go down and I sell you. And when I sell you the marijuana, I lock you up for buying marijuana. Illegal marijuana. Go undercover, get you to buy it from me, and the police come and lock you up for buying it. And I, the police who sold you, walk scot-free. Life just can't be right. It's just like DeSantis, the governor of Florida down there saying, we don't want no black history, no way. We want European history in these schools. Don't tell me nothing about it. It means nothing to us. You can't learn anything from it. And this guy said he wants to be the president of these United States. So again, the black is raising its ugly head as far as these. Well, let me not say that part there. I just said these guys are the powers that be, whether it or what it is, always want to find something to keep down the black man. Always, always, never fail. There's two on a roll there just now. Did Mertris desert you as well? Mertris? Donna said she didn't really want to say anything to you, now, but I don't know if she's going to say something now that you're on. And they're normally winning at me when they say one thing. Donna B?
Hey!
Lynette is on. I know you weren't going to say anything to her, but I know you're joining the ranks. Cardinal is very influential. He gets you guys to change your mind at times. You going to say something to her this morning? That you don't know what's going on in the culture, Mama? Remember you say? You didn't thought to know what's going on in the culture, Mama, because she well fast. What did you say again?
Hi, Lynette. How are you? Donna, my sister. I'm good. I'm good, my sister. Don't mind in the stairs.
Oh, my brother trying to put me in there.
No, let her one pass out. Hello, you know, cricket more than me, you know. Let her one pass outside the office.
Oh,
go somewhere over there. Over in the bush, the ball just gone and lost.
I wanted to send out some condolences to my farmer neighbor from Amon Garden Lane, Ivor. Our friend, Blue, I understand, passed away this morning in St. Kitts.
Who? Blue David?
Luke David, he passed away suddenly this morning. So I wanted to say condolences to his children, if he had a wife, and to Sandra and Nigel.
Yeah.
And I think Paul isn't our taller.
Clifford, yeah.
So I just wanted to put that in there. Condolences to the David family.
Oh. That was my
every day.
Good friend. And especially when he came down in the air.
Every day you hear about somebody you know pass away. Every single day.
You know him, Lynette?
Yeah.
No.
It's Vendel David.
He's been there for years. He's down there for
He was in the army. Wendell David. That's his correct name.
Yes.
Call him
Blue. Call him Blue.
Yeah. I'm going to stop my birthday, man. That's right. Yeah, he and Trevor Clarkson were very, very good friends too. But
yes, our Blue is no more.
Yeah.
That happened this morning.
Every day you get these sudden things.
Yeah.
This week we had one of our top veterinarians, Dr. Henry. We call him Pacer, so we call him Dr. Pacer. He passed suddenly too. I mean, it was a shock to everybody when we woke up in the morning and heard. I was very shocking.
What's his current name?
I forget what. Dr. Henry. I forget the first name. But we call him Dr. Pacer. We call him Pacer. So everybody calls him Dr. Pacer. very friendly person. Very, very helpful. I mean, we had encountered with him when my daughter was moving back to the States and she was taking back her dog. And he was so helpful and jolly. And we had such a good conversation and everything went so well. I mean, and everybody talk about, you know, his service so well. And I know his children really well. One of his sons, a pilot in Dubai, who went to school with my daughter. So, I mean, it was really shocking. So, here we go again with the next shocking one, right?
Yes.
I wonder if anybody is doing any correlation between these sudden deaths and people who took that vaccine.
Oh, no, they're going to cover that up.
Yeah. Oh, we don't know because we have a lot of young people who have died. You know, well, I don't want to say suddenly. I don't even know what the word is.
They go to JNF
and by January, you hear them say, "Oh, the person passed. They went in last night and they died this morning." I was like, "Well, wait, nobody coming back out? What is going on?" And these are young people.
Yeah, I've seen
a few of those.
You're
talking about people 90-something and all them age, yeah.
but people 90-something never used to have those sudden deaths. You would hear that, okay, somebody's 90-something, they have gotten sick.
And they're there forever.
And they're there for a little while. People go and see them and so on.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Until somebody decides that, okay, it looks as if they're not going to come back. So you get your chance to see them while they're sick. Nowadays, you have people in their 50s, 60s, and so on. And
60 and below?
The next day, they just pop up.
60 and below?
It's been happening a lot recently.
I agree, Cardinal. A lot.
You know? And most of these are strokes and heart attacks. Now, you know that strokes and heart attacks are conditions that people very often survive if they are picked up on time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we should have gotten to that technology to say, well, if you get to the hospital within 24 hours or so many hours after you've had a stroke or a heart attack, they can reverse the effects. After that, you know, it might be a little bit more of a challenge. But these people are not even having a condition which gives the hospital an opportunity to work on them. They are dying the same moment.
Exactly.
Suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been happening a lot.
A lot. All right.
A lot.
Guys, we're going to just maybe close it out here now because we just have, 2 minutes to closing. But I tell you what, we're going to have a party online from about 3 o'clock. Anybody wants to come back and join? Maybe some party here, early man. Maybe about 3 o'clock. Panel, let's set that up.
Okay.
Yeah, 3 o'clock.
Until 3 o'clock?
No. From about 3 o'clock. We're going to give a space in between.
Oh, haha.
So
I won't be in a party.
Yeah, we'll come back and have a party. A celebration here. I got to go with a bang for my party. So 2 to 6 sounds good, gentlemen,
okay.
Ladies? Huh?
That's fine. That's okay. That's fine.
That's okay? Okay, so set it up. We're going to party. I got to go to the bang. And we have to remember we're not promoting
He was born on this day, cricketer out of Nevis, died tragically. So, yeah, we're going to go out this afternoon with a bang. Party time. Okay, well, we need one person to send us home. We know we're going to be meeting tomorrow, 6 o'clock in the evening when the heavyweights come to town. Maybe Dennis can tell us, or Leon. Leon, are you still there? I know Liam was a little...
Yes, I'm here, yes.
Okay, you close us out and tell us where we're going to meet tomorrow at the same time.
Okay. It was another wonderful show. I hope everybody enjoyed it. I did immensely. Just want to take time out again to wish Ivor a happy belated birthday, and I hope all of you who have not done so yet will do so at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Remember to join us tomorrow, Sunday. 6 until 9. The number is 1-515-605-9850. Here at the Coach's Corner, the birthday hour, anniversary hour. Of course, all the cricket from around the world. Don't you dare miss it. Be on time. The number is 1-515-605-9850. Have a wonderful evening. And remember to rejoin the program tonight at 3 o'clock until you enjoy the wonderful birthday celebration.
By the grace of God, I'm going there. I'm going home.
I'm going home.
I'm going home.
I'm going home.
There's nothing in this world that can make me stay. Oh, I am fixed up. Got my heart all cleaned up. And I'm going to see my Savior someday soon, and it won't be long. I'll be singing my last song. I'll be walking on these stones for the last time. Then I'll hear my Savior say, child, come on home to stay. All the splendors up in heaven, they'll be mine. I'm going home. Someday soon, and it won't be long. I'll be singing my last song. I'll be walking on these stones for the last time. Then I'll hear my Savior say, child, come on home to stay. All the splendors up in heaven, they'll be mine. I'm going home.
I'm going home.
I'm going home.
I'm going home.
There's nothing in this world that could make me stay. Oh, I am fixed up. Got my heart all cleaned up. And I'm going to see my Savior someday. Could make me stay. Oh, I am fixed up. Got my heart all cleaned up. And I'm going to see my Savior some sweet day. I'm going home.
I'm going home.
There's nothing in this world that could make me stay. Oh, I am fixed up. Got my heart all cleaned up. And I'm going to see my Savior some sweet day.